To one.
Brace yourselves.
Basket of deplorables.
Smithy's deplorables are here. Deplorables. And they won't be silenced.
Our final deplorable for the week from our basket of deplorables is the naked deplorable, Alex Malley. Alex, welcome to the program.
Smithy, good afternoon.
I want to talk about the loser for the week, and I think this has got to be universal. There is nothing surprising about the loser that you have selected today.
Well, it's overridingly the Commonwealth Bank, and as the CEO of the organisation, I think it's been a pretty difficult week for Ian Narev.
A pretty difficult week for him, all right. That is the understatement of the week. Now, Alex, we're having problem hearing you. So are you better? Yeah, that's better. I can now hear it clearly, yeah.
Good. Couldn't think of anything worse than not being able to hear me, Chris.
Of course. God. Awful.
The thing that is very interesting in the story now is that you've got the chairman of the board saying that she wishes to sort of take a greater level of control, and that's understandable. You've got reports today that ASIC's looking to look at obligations of the directors in this set of circumstances. What's going to happen here is it's traditional human movement. The board's now going to be put under various levels of pressure if we to believe what we read in the press. There's going to be chemistry issues now between that governance group and the CEO because of the nature of the pressure. You've got daily multiple articles in the press, in the Fin Review in particular. So what you're going to find is that more and more everyone's going to start looking at each other and making sure everyone's done the right thing all the way through.
And the repercussions here are that they're inability to control their systems meant that a massive amount of criminal activity went through their bank. Well, you can't get away from that, which is why the Australian Securities and Investments Commission is considering pursuing them.
And that's right. And there's two levels to that, Chris, is the issues you've raised, and also that once you have the media talking about the same issue every day, it imposes another level of pressure on the regulator to act. So, you know, we're looking at a very interesting set of events, and fundamentally, as big as these organisations are, and no one person can oversee everything all the time, ultimately, as I know and as everyone knows, the buck stops with the CEO.
Yeah.
And I think watching the human movement and chemistry between the board and the management team at Commonwealth Bank now is going to be fascinating, because more and more pressure is being imposed on both groups.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch how that plays out. But if the Securities Commission starts to play ball as well, it'll be a lot more than facing a very difficult fine from AUSTRAC. Let's talk.
The fine's the easy part. Really.
The fine is the easy part, exactly. Yeah, right. Because they can negotiate that fine, right, with AUSTRAC.
That's right. Well, yeah. I think there's again reports suggesting that there's only one transaction, and ultimately the fine should be $18 million, not $500 million. But the point is, it's the concept that's the issue.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to play a little bit of audio, and this pertains to your winner of the week.
And he's flying down the home straight. He's running against the clock and nothing else. The clock freezes at 20.20. Isaac Mokwala of Botswana even has time to do a few press-ups. Well done to him.
Isaac Mokwala from Botswana. You tell me why he deserves to be the winner of the week.
He is the winner. And doesn't sport throw up these legendary stories?
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing. This young man, like many athletes in a particular hotel in London, got what is technically known as the runs on roids. And he had a really poor health condition. And when he went to compete for the 400, which is his favourite race, they wouldn't let him into the stadium because he was quarantined. And so he was horrified, as you'd imagine, with all the training that he did. And he went back to his apartment or his hotel. And then there was a quarantine period that he went past. And they said, yes, you can go for the trials in the 200, but we can't have you near anyone until the final. So he's this guy in a stadium running on a 200 metres track in the rain on his own against himself.
Oh.
And the crowd just loved him.
And so no one to compete with, no one in the lane next to him?
No. And he got, I think it was 20 was his time. And you know, you hear these stories, and they become more famous not because of the sporting event, but because of the story around the sporting event.
This is Eddie the Eagle stuff.
That's right. And you know, any decent sports manager must be rubbing their hands with glee at Isaac's potential for sponsorship.
Yeah.
And he's come through and competed well in the final. He's come out and made a couple of comments about the fellow who won the 400. I think he's so upset and so dejected that he's feeling there's some conspiracy theories abound. But you know, God bless him. He's gone in this lane on his own and actually run in a full stadium. How amazing is that?
And for some of these earlier trials, he had to wear nappies or something, didn't he?
He wasn't going to go there, but since he did. Yes, he had a special set of pants on. And if there was any suggestion that the pants weren't in the same condition as the starting line at the finishing line, he wasn't going to be able to compete. So even that, you'll probably find there'll be nappy companies chasing him. I mean, the potential here is just extraordinary.
Yeah, great stuff.
This is young Isaac McMullen from Botswana.
At a national holiday in Botswana, they're talking about, I hear.
That's right. And when he finds out, and when the sponsor finds out he's the winner on the Christmas show, that's going to be the final nail, let me tell you, for the big sponsorship.
Get out of here. Have a great weekend. Good win last night by us, by the way.
Great win. I was going to say South for the winner, but I'm giving it to the Botswana.
Yeah, okay. We can share it with South unofficially. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Naked deplorable Alex Malley. Now, an all-Australian-owned and family-operated business, Garlow's Pies are the best premium quality pies. We all know that. I've just knocked off a chicken breast pie during the last news in about 60 seconds flat. The difference with a Garlow's Pie is its deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin, and a filling full of only 100% lean Aussie beef. You heard right, lean. These pies are bursting with flavour. So, Mum and Dad, if you're stocked up, Friday night has got to be pie night, right? With a Garlow's Lean Beef Family Pie in the oven, maybe a few junior pies, Cornish pasties, plump chicken breast, beef and mushroom pies, or perhaps Garlow's world-famous sausage rolls. One-Eye, where did the sausage rolls go?
Yeah, filthy.
Where were the sausage rolls?
Well, for a start, they went in too long, so I didn't like the... They were too hot.
Oh.
So I let them one go, those go
uh-huh.
off to a few decoys. Just, yeah, do you want a sausage roll, mate? Yeah, all good.
Oh, hang on, what are you distributing sausage rolls
the
now?
The bad ones. Then I put in some...
Are you Garlow's Santa or something?
No,
are you?
Well, sort of. Put in some new ones.
Yeah.
They got taken, so I didn't even get back for those ones. They would have been perfect.
Is there any way we can lock that oven?
No. People will find ways, mate. People will find ways. As soon as it's like a barbecue, though. You can smell the pies as soon as you walk in.
Garlow needs to come up with an odourless pie.
Well, there you go, Smitty.
Yep. There you go.
Everything's sorted now. Yeah, odourless pie.
Exactly. Whatever takes your fancy, just remember that Friday night is Garlow's Pie Night. Garlow's Pies, they're thin on pastry. They're big on meat.